When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, man. That's right. Fly Jams Friday. All right, get your requests in. This is when we celebrate everything funky and everything R&B. And everything fly. So get your requests in now. It's 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. DJ Shagru is ready to go out of the TARDIS. Esmeralda the Heart Melda is someplace else, but she's melding hearts. Viggity Viggity Vic's running around in the newsroom like a lunatic. And I am Wiki Wiki Nikki. So we're ready for some fly jams and some Fly Jams Fridays, and we want to hear from you. So it's 312-981-7200. Do we have my first request?
What's it gonna be?
That is a fly jam, man. And Vogue. They were awesome. You know?
And, oh, fantastic.
And just so pretty. They were just really pretty. They still do the touring, don't they? They still are.
They do, like, yes. Yeah.
Do they tour with Salt-N-Pepa?
I do not think they tour with Salt-N-Pepa. Oh. I think they had a Boyz II Men situation where like they went from a 4 to a 3.
Oh, okay.
But yes, they're still around.
Yeah. Man, they were good. And that collaboration with Salt-N-Pepa, what a man, what a man, what a mighty man. That's a jam too, man. Hey, by the way, Dan, just be aware that the second song that I requested, I think it's the uncensored part. So you
oh, okay,
it's the uncensored version. So
that's good to know now.
Yeah. So you might want to just like, yeah, we'll figure it out. But there's it's an Eminem song, and so you know you're gonna hear an F-bomb or two. But I think you know I couldn't find like the censored couldn't find the censored version, so I sent you the uncensored. But there's enough in there before he swears that we can play to get a gist of the song. Just wanted to warn you about that.
Good warning.
Okay. All right. Welcome back here, everybody. 312-981-7200. Fly Jams Friday. Get your requests in now. R&B funky. 312-981-7200. And we also have a Blackhawks Express to play in a little bit. But first, we got a break here for the news, which is coming up right after this.
Just gonna stand there and watch me burn.
When we were talking about the summer songs yesterday, I came across this one, and I totally I forgot how much I love that song. That's Eminem featuring Rihanna, Love the Way You Lie. And I realized when we were talking that, we haven't had, we've never played that on Fly Jams Friday, and it's a fly jam, and we had to correct that. That had to be corrected, as far as I'm concerned. All right. Let's see, Dan. We got a request here from the 773 area code. I need a dollar.
I said, please, Mr. Boss Man, I need this job more than you know. But he gave me my last paycheck and he sent me on out the door. Well, I need a dollar. My story, would you share your dollar with me? Well, I
Mel Black with I Need a Dollar. He really needs a dollar. Dan, doesn't it sound like he really, really does need a dollar?
So much so that he wrote an entire song about it.
He wrote an entire song about needing a dollar. 630 area code, Gladys Knight, who, by the way, Dan, singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
I saw that.
Yeah. So, I don't know, are the pips, are she going to have some pips?
Oh, man. Oh, that's a good question. I'm going to be really sad if they're not there.
No
but
pips?
It's more of a single singer song.
Yeah. But they could do a little dance behind her, a little choreographed dance during it. She needs to bring out the pips. So speaking of the pips and Gladys Knight and the pips, 630 area code request is this classic.
Going back to a simpler place and time.
Is that right?
Oh, yes.
Such a great song, man. And them pips. Nobody was cooler than the pips. How did they get the name Pips? Is there a story behind that?
I will see if we can find out.
Because that's the coolest name. And those guys were all the pips were cool. Doing the dance. They had the choreography down. They had the great suits, all matching suits. And they were pipping. They were pipping it. All right. Hey, by the way, before we get back to Fly Jams Friday, quickly, before I forget, I wanted to mention Barefoot in the Park. Really quickly, I want to plug Barefoot in the Park, my mom's favorite movie, one of the funniest movies that Neil Simon has ever written. Robert Redford, Jane Fonda. I'm screening it on the big screen at the AMC 18 Rosemont, Rosemont 18, formerly Movieco. It's only $10 to get in. Parking is free, and it's on the big, beautiful premiere screen with a digitally remastered print. And we'll watch it in the big, beautiful theater with the love seats, the big, cushy seats. And it's hilarious. It's really, I think, one of the funniest things that Neil Simon has ever written. And it's just hilarious, and particularly Robert Redford. Robert Redford is it's seriously one of my favorite comedic performances of all time is Robert Redford in Barefoot in the Park. If you've never seen it on the big screen, I have never seen it on the big screen, so I'm very excited. If you've never seen it, you should come on out. It's a romantic comedy, and we're doing it in honor of Valentine's Day, and I hope you guys can make it out. It is Tuesday, February 6th, and I hope maybe you can make it out. Tuesday, February 6th. And it starts at 8 o'clock. But beforehand, there's going to be sort of a Valentine's Day little party over at Murray Brothers Caddyshack Restaurant, which is right down the street from the theater. And they're offering 15% off all Film Club members. So just show your receipt or your ticket that you're going to see Barefoot in the Park. You get 15% off all of your food. And they're going to have some Valentine's Day specials with desserts and drinks and stuff like that. So it's going to be a blast. We've been teaming up with Murray Brothers Caddyshack Restaurant now for the past couple of screenings, and it's just been a blast. All the Nick D fans come out, and the film clubbers come out, and and have a great meal because the food is really great. They got a full bar, and so eat the food and then get over to the theater. It's only a couple of blocks away. Takes you 2 minutes to get there and back. And then at 8 o'clock, we'll all sit down in that beautiful premiere theater. I will introduce Neil Simon's Barefoot in the Park. We will watch it and laugh our butts off. And then afterwards, I'll tell you all about it, about the behind the scenes and all that stuff. And it's a great movie. It's really a great movie. I know this is another one that I kind of know by heart. And I hope you guys can come out. Once again, amctheaters.com. Reserve your seats now. They'll be waiting for you. Go to the seating chart, pick the seats that you want, and they're all yours. So $10 to get in. Parking is free for the movie. And it's amctheaters.com. If you want to make a reservation at Murray Brothers Caddyshack Restaurant and we usually show up around 6 o'clock, have some dinner at Caddyshack, and then head over to the movie theater. If you want to make reservations or you have questions and say that you're with the Nick DiGilio Film Club, the phone number over at the Murray Brothers Caddyshack Restaurant is 847-443-3673. Murray Brothers Caddyshack Restaurant for reservations or questions, 847-443-3673. A classic Neil Simon romantic comedy, Barefoot in the Park, on the big screen, Tuesday, February 8th. Movie starts at 8. Get to Murray Brothers Caddyshack at around 6. Have some dinner, 15% off with Valentine's Day specials. Okay, just wanted to plug that.
We have an update on the Pip.
Oh,
origin.
Pip? Okay.
Yes. The Pips were inspired by the nickname of one of their cousins, James Pip Woods. No word on how Pip got his nickname, but that's how they got it.
That's how they got it, because they had a cousin whose nickname was Pip. Well, however they got it, it's a cool name. All right. Let's see. Here's Mike on WGN. Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Nick. How you doing?
All right, buddy.
Yeah, I got one. My wife implored me that this is more suited for Wild Card Wednesday, but she wanted to hear it on Fly Jam Friday. Sean Brown doing Rappin' Duke with his bad John Wayne imitation.
Okay.
Well, I don't think that's your style, but I'll tell you, Pilgrim, I'm versatile. Aretha Franklin, Aretha Franklin, Aretha Franklin, let me rock you, let me rock you, Aretha Franklin, let me rock you, Aretha Franklin, that's all I want to do, Aretha Franklin. Da ha, 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 ha. Oh, I'm feeling the groove now, Pilgrim. Party over here. Party over there.
What?
There's nothing to it.
What the hell is this? What the hell is this? You know what it sounds like, Mike? You know what it sounds like? What he sounds like? Is, do you watch SNL, Mike?
I haven't watched it in some years, but I used to watch it regularly.
Well, Andy Sandberg had this character, this rapper called Blizzard Man. And he was like, you know, they did a sketch about 3 or 4 times, and he's like the worst, he's the whitest and worst rapper on the planet, and there were times where he sounded just like that, the Blizzard Man character that Andy Sandberg does.
Okay, maybe based off, this is from 84, 85.
Yeah,
man.
Maybe they did steal it from him, I don't know, but that's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. Jeez.
All right,
man, see you later.
Take care.
All right, buddy. Do you remember Blizzard Man?
I don't remember Blizzard Man. That sounds funny.
It's really funny. It's really funny because, like, when he talks, you know, he's got, like, he's all decked out. Like, he looks horrible, decked out in, like, forced hip-hop stuff. And it's Andy Samberg, so he looks like a goof. You know, he's getting goofy face. And then, like, and it's basically, every time they've done it, it's people are there in the studio and they're recording. And they're like, man, he's the best. You know, they whenever they had like a real hip-hop artist on, they would have the hip-hop artist come in and be on the sketch vouching for Blizzard Man. And then Kenan Thompson would be the engineer. And so they would talk to Blizzard Man. He'd be like, yeah, I'm yo, I'm ready. I'm ready. And then they would hit the beat, and he would be like, yo, here we go. Here we go. Yo, 1, 2, 3. And I like to rap, and then he does. It's the worst rapper. But they did. They did sketch like 3 or 4 times. It was Blizzard Man, so it's pretty funny. All right, let's break here for some weather, and then we've got a Blackhawks Express. They lost. There's a shock. We will play the Blackhawks Express from last night's game against the Rangers. Here's something really interesting. I was listening to the game last night, and John and Troy mentioned that. John Bon Jovi was in the crowd. Now, this was playing the Rangers, so it's at Madison Square Garden. But here's the thing. So he was at the game last night. John Bon Jovi was at the game last night. But Monday night, he was not at the Devils game, which I find a little strange. Don't you find that a little strange?
Yes.
Shouldn't it have been the other way around? Shouldn't Bon Jovi have been at the game on Monday? Where does his allegiance stand? So, all right. We'll play that Blackhawks Express right after I give you some weather and we take a break.
Oh, my sunshine has come. My sunshine. And I'm all right out. And there's no more rain.
There's no more rain.
Oh, no, no. My sunshine has come.
Oh,
and I'm all right out. And there's no more.
Dan. Dean gave Glass a D minus. Just looking up at the TV. All right. Let's see. More Fly Jams. Here's Chuck on WGN. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, I heard this one a couple times this week on the radio. Classic by Black Box. Everybody, everybody.
All right. Yeah, that song was popular for, wow, that was a big tune. Chuck, thanks for the call. All right. Let's see. Dave in Monroe, Wisconsin, wanted to hear a little Tina Turner.
We'll keep on turning, turning. I'll never keep on burning.
Looking up at the camera or looking up at the screen, Mary was rocking during that one. Oh, man. Little Tina Turner right there for you. Hey, Dan, I wasn't aware that the author of The Scarlet Letter made fly jams, because this is by Nathaniel Hawthorne?
That might have been a typo by me or the texter. I mean, his name is Mayor Hawthorne.
But... Oh, okay. The author of Twice Told Tales, House of Seven Gables. He also is Fly. That's fantastic. I wish it really wasn't Nathaniel Hawthorne. What's his name?
Mayor Hawthorne.
Mayor Hawthorne.
Maybe it's his great grandson or something.
All right, well, this is. I'm going to just introduce it. This is Nathaniel Hawthorne, everybody.
Well, your looks had me bloody in your hand now.
Great song, and The Scarlet Letter is a fantastic novel. All right, last one here, Canadian Bill. How about I Got Everything I Need by Downchild Blues Band, inspiration for Dan Aykroyd, which led to the Blues Brothers. Of course, he's got to bring up Dan Aykroyd, who's Canadian. There's the connection. All right, here's the Downchild Blues Band.
I got a car to bother, walk at me far.
And, of course, the Blues Brothers covered this. They did. All right. All right. We'll do another Fly Jams Friday next Friday. We're going to get out of here right now, make room for Steve Grzanich and the opening bell. We'll be back on Monday with the movie reviews and my dad's joke and more. The news is coming up right after this.